It was finally over. No more running. No more hiding. David, the man who had spent years dodging spears, sleeping in caves, and fighting wars, could finally rest. And as he looked over the kingdom that God had given him, he did what came naturally. He worshiped. David's song in 2 Samuel chapter 22 isn't just a quiet reflection. It's an anthem, a declaration, a battle cry of praise. He describes God as his rock, fortress, deliverer, refuge, shield, stronghold, and savior. A God who is worthy of loud, jubilant, excited, and exclusive praise. David's praise wasn't passive. It was boastful, not in himself, but in the superiority of God. And that begs the question, why don't we worship with that same passion? When we think about where we could have been, should have been, would have been, if God had not stepped in, how in the world can we remain silent? 3 points of prayer that relate to this. Lord, remind me of all the ways you have rescued me. Help me to worship you with boldness and excitement, and let my life be a song that points to your deliverance. 2 people to pray for: our Creative Access missionary in China, and the Ilongo LifeWord broadcast that is for the people of the Philippines. One last summary thought. Worship is not a ritual. It's a declaration that God is our rescuer.